Hello?
Oh. Good evening, Mr. President.
Well, anything new today?
Well,
pretty quiet.
We had a few things happening today that might be of interest. I straightened out that Schultz-Conley briefing on the Hill. They're going to get up there and do that this week.
Yeah.
They helped get that to the United States yesterday from the Hill. We had quite a debate on the House floor this afternoon over that Evans and Novak column yesterday.
I didn't know about it. I didn't read the column.
Well, it's the one I told you last week we were planning, where we'd stolen some things to Doug's some working papers.
Oh, yeah.
Finding your fellows and Evans and Novak ran it yesterday, and it apparently sparked one hell of a good debate up there with all the Republicans finally taking the gloves off and coming out doing a little budget pretty much.
They slut the
above? Yes, John Anderson thought it was just outrageous, and some of the Republican liberals in the House thought it was a terrible thing that the Democrats were part of the party in the pay and interfere with you. We got a little bit of a debate going.
Well, it's good to have John Anderson hitting.
That's good. I was particularly pleased with that.
Good. Good deal.
Yeah, that's got our troops a little bit around. To take something like that, I guess, to get a mad.
Yeah.
Henry Cashin went up to last week and spoke to the building trade for the U.S. and had a very interesting report on the U.S. and the finance convention at the end of the season.
Oh, yeah.
Told you about the end of the year that day. And he said there was 500 or 600 up there, but he spent 2 days with him and out at night with the leaders. He said the sentiment had really taken quite a point from kind of the low point of the spring after the David Fagan thing. Both Brennan and the deputy Roger spoke to the convention. In it, they were critical of the things the government was doing, but they both praised you and the defender's hand. Rockefeller came in and praised you and got a standing ovation. And Henry circulated with him at night, and he said he came back with a very, very bullish report. But the hard ass in New York happy, and they were very, very strong. He said that they when I would leave and really get to what they heard about it.
The China thing worry him? Probably
not again.
No?
No.
Not in New York, probably not. Well, or they're probably smart enough to see what it's all about.
He's a pretty hard line guy, but the big thing that Henry said that the was that he identified with you individually, something you were saying to Conley last week when we had that meeting. Every one of them would say that, well, the president is the kind of man he was, the kind of man he was.
That's good.
That seemed to be the thing that they all, the kind of the gutsy, tough, kind of square.
That's right.
If you will. But it's what you want. I was very fascinated by the report.
Good.
Those are fellows that we want to get back.
Right. Did you get my suggestion about my playing golf with Meany?
Yes, I did. I don't know whether Labor Day is a good day for that, because George probably has to make a speech with you.
Well, why don't you find out?
I thought I'd check it out.
Offer it to him. And if he doesn't want to do it, then I'll play the day before.
Well, playing around, the opening round would be a marvelous idea.
Just playing around. Playing Sunday, maybe, the day before, it'd be fine. I'll be available either day if you want to play golf.
Well,
that'll be our salute to labor this year, see?
Well, I suggest I sent a note back suggesting that you might do that, and maybe that's a good time to give a radio talk on labor to take the work.
That's right. That's a good idea.
Over that weekend.
We'll get that dignity of the work thing for a radio talk, right?
It'll be an excellent weekend to do it.
Sure. Very good idea.
I also got the news that you're doing a microphone with the president.
Well, it probably is all right. At least it shows that we doff our hat to them.
Well, you'll be the first president to have ever addressed the microphone.
At least they also, is that right?
Yes, sir.
Well, they ought to make a note of that. And also, one of them ought to, in his introduction or something, praise the president for the fact that he took their line on the school thing.
That's right.
Court overruled it. You think so?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, they'll do that. know, there were 2 million members in that organization.
Are there?
The fact that, that you are the first president to ever honor them by going to their
verbal at B.
Great implications in the U.S. John Bolte was out of the convention of Catholic life and religion. He told me that the reaction out there to you was very good.
Good.
They appreciate what you've been doing. Very important thing, but the professional Catholic understand what you've been doing and all the other things. That all pays. They bring that up in the balance.
Be sure that Bolte is foreign when I do this, but I didn't ride up with us that affair.
That would be a big party.
You let him know that it's good. No, I don't want to have to. Then we got all set.
I'll do it. Also, you need to put in a bunch of labor and attitude to China. It's a tennis court. You better enjoy it. Sun Valley, I don't know. And he told me. I just want to call and let you know that every place I go, everybody is talking about the Pekin. I said, what's Pekin?
Yeah.
He said, you know, Pekin. He didn't ever pronounce it. He said, see the reaction to that is just everybody. I ran into his president and I said, what do you think of his president? He said, I just think it's tremendous.
Even though he's hard line and all the rest, but he's.
They vote. Apparently, they see it. I guess they see the implications of it.
First, we're going to have quite a bit of reaction right on this. We've already had some and more. I'll say that that's pretty hard. It's pretty hard, basically, for the columnists to find much on it. They dig around, and they can point up all the hazards, but they're pretty leery on you to take this on.
I haven't seen really anybody taking that part of the population that's really
concerning
the benefit, not there.
They should. You have to raise. There are questions. There are great questions. Interesting thing. I'm certainly glad we got our pull out on Sunday and sort of scooped the gallop, didn't
we? We buried him. I didn't know if he was going to be at that.
Yeah, I saw that.
Well, that apparently happened everywhere. I've seen virtually no public.
Gallop was just a little late.
Well, that ORFD thing, well done. It played very well out of the Republican National Convention.
Yeah.
Right.
Now these fellows then will, Conley, the all set, Schultz, will, they should see all the Republicans before they go home for August.
Yeah, I talked to Schultz about it this morning. He's setting up the meeting with the
group.
That will be done. They've
got 2 weeks.
We've got the automobile.
I don't know why that didn't get around more. But those figures are correct, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. It's got a big part in the Wall Street Journal this morning.
Oh, it did.
Well, the journal gave a good story. They attributed it primarily to the
sales.
To the sales game. They said they were promotional contests that caused it. But the damn what caused it.
Contests are not. People don't buy unless they want to.
Well, not with that increase, that's I think the people that watch the economics will watch that. I mean, is pay attention to the cooking of the very significant middle of July. It came the week of the pattern, I think, which also makes you wonder a little bit.
That may have kicked it up a bit.
Yep. Why did that happen? Even that is a very good thing to have. The public has the idea that it's
a little more open.
Yep. In any area, that's all it takes.
Right.
And negatively, if you're not doing it now.
Yeah.
We'll see how the last 10 days of July is showing us something similar to that. And you really might have something similar.
Well, it won't be at that level, but it will just hold the week for now.
Right.
I think the month will be good, though. In other words, the retail sales for July ought to be good for the summer.
If they follow the pattern, an automobile is a very good factor for them to go with it.
Right.
They always think of it. That's a very volatile thing. People are going to buy and move it down.
Rather surprised McCracken didn't use that material.
He didn't have it.
I see.
I haven't yet found out where he was, especially at first when I looked at the college.
Okay, well, good day's work.
We'll keep it going.
Okay,
thanks.
Bye.